This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reias.com.
Let's go.
Teslas are being torched across the country.
Stocks are down and Tesla car lots are under attack.
Dealerships shot up and set on fire.
Arson and vandalism across the U.S.
causing major damage with Molotov cocktails and then opening fire with an AR-15 style rifle.
Vandalism, violence, and Elon Musk.
This week's battle for America just got real. See, Doge is triggering massive protests and nobody's telling you why.
Over the weekend, the anti-Tesla protests were in 13 different locations, from West Palm Beach to Chesterfield, Missouri, New York City, Milford, Connecticut, Mechanicsville, Pennsylvania, big and small cities.
The mob is getting desperate as Elon Musk and Doge dig deeper into government waste. Things are turning ugly.
We want Elon Musk out of the federal government. And for Austinites, we want Elon Musk out of Austin.
Organizers are hoping to hit Elon Musk where it could hurt the most.
I am truly here for very selfish reasons, starting with on March 29th, it's my birthday. And all I want to see happen on my birthday is for Elon to be taken down.
Website DogeQuest is doxing alleged Tesla owners all over Los Angeles, Orange, and San Bernardino counties.
We want people to think twice, thrice, and four times before they buy a Tesla, because they're going to see this every time they go to a Tesla showroom.
This North Austin protest is just one of many across the country.
We think it's despicable what is happening to not just this American company, but also their innocent employees. We condemn it wholeheartedly.
And behind it all, there's coordinated effort to stop Doge's investigation through lawsuits and bureaucratic roadblocks. So what exactly did Doge uncover that's causing such panic? Well, let's look at what they found. Deep in a Pennsylvania limestone mine, 230 feet underground, over 700 federal workers process retirement applications by hand. They use paper and manila envelopes, while people they scream about saving government jobs. Our tax dollars fund a literal cave operation. During this first hearing, Doge revealed billions in tax dollars lost to fraud and improper payments. The Treasury Department approved transfers to known fraudulent entities. Some money even went to terrorist groups.
It means we're really mad that you took apart USAID and all the money laundering that we were doing through there to get to to give to George Soros, who then gave money to us. It was like a big old scheme. And Elon Musk and Donald Trump blew that up. And boy, are they mad that they don't have access to our money to fund their radical agenda anymore.
And payment officers, they never rejected a single suspicious transaction, not one. And here's another discovery. FEMA spent over $59 million housing illegal immigrants in luxury New York City hotels. That's disaster relief money, paying for premium accommodations while American disaster victims, they sit and they wait for help. The response to these findings, critics claim Doge is politically motivated. They say Musk shouldn't advise the government. They downplay the savings, saying it might only be $4 billion, not hundreds of billions, like only $4 billion. I mean, listen to how they treat our billions of dollars of tax savings in, like, they treat it like pocket change. So this week, Doge, it launched its second round of federal layoffs. You know, every agency had to submit downsizing proposals. And what they revealed is shocking. Entire departments operate without oversight. Duplicate programs, they waste millions. Bureaucrats collect six-figure salaries for jobs that could be automated. The Department of Government Efficiency was launched by President Trump. Elon Musk, he serves as a special advisor. Their mission is simple: cut waste, eliminate fraud, and make government work for citizens, not bureaucrats. Now, two representatives from House committees, they filed emergency FOIA requests. They claim that Doge operates outside federal law. They accuse Musk of hiding behind secrecy while dismantling federal government. But here's what they're not mentioning. Doge posts every action and finding online for the public to see. The only secrecy comes from bureaucrats blocking these investigations. So before you pick a side in this battle, consider something important about Doge's Tesla's mission and the early resistance it's facing.
Doge just started. I mean, we're 2 months into a two-year play. They've barely scratched the surface when it comes to government waste. Yet the opposition, it's already in panic mode. That's telling. When someone reacts this strongly this early, they're afraid of what might come out next. Look at the pattern in the responses. You know, when Doge reveals waste, critics, they attack Doge itself. They don't defend the waste. They question Doge's authority. They're protecting a system, not fixing government. The battle lines are getting clear. Doge is reviewing agency downsizing plans that affect thousands of positions. They've had to backtrack on 136 lease terminations. This reduced their claim savings by $140 million, so the internal resistance is working. Meanwhile, civil rights groups raise alarms about Doge accessing government databases. They claim Doge can see information on millions of Americans, but why worry more about Doge seeing this data than whoever's been accessing it all along? Doge isn't just another government program. It's a necessary step toward a government that works for us. It's led by two very competent people, Donald Trump, who's seen all the corruption firsthand, and Elon Musk, who cuts through bureaucracy to transform industries. This isn't about politics. It's about our money, billions of dollars that disappear into a bloated system. Doge shows unprecedented transparency by posting everything online. The opposition wants us to believe Doge threatens democracy. But what's more democratic, a government hiding waste behind red tape, or one showing exactly where our dollars go while working to save them? Doge isn't destroying democracy. It's fixing it. If you're against Doge, try to pause for a moment. Think about how many past media narratives have shifted or been walked back over time. Remember how quickly consensus can change on major issues? You know, during the pandemic, we saw it happen multiple times. People who questioned mainstream positions were often ridiculed or censored or canceled. Then months later, some of those same positions became acceptable to discuss. Many of those people became vindicated. So the narrative shifted, but the media rarely acknowledged that their earlier certainty was misplaced. This happens. It happens with almost every major story now. First comes the official narrative, then comes aggressive attacks on anyone who questions it. And finally, when new information emerges, the media, it quietly moves on without apology or any self-reflection. This is how it works. When they can't defeat the message, they destroy the messenger. And now they're using the same playbook against Doge. So are you falling for it again? Where does your opposition come from? From examining Doge's findings or from what the media tells you to believe? You know, Mark Twain said, it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they've been fooled. The mob, they count on this. They bet that you'll accept their narrative without ever questioning it. So do you really believe the government is efficient? Are you okay with billions of tax dollars lost to red tape? You know, when Doge promises total transparency, why fight against that? I mean, if Doge saves billions in taxpayer money, how will you feel about opposing this? Will you be on the right side of history by opposing it? Opposing Doge based on the media narrative, it's risky. Your certainty, it rests on oversimplified headlines and slanted takes. It's shaky ground. So here's where it comes down to. This week's battle isn't just about government reform. It's about whether Americans will allow a genuine attempt to fix a broken system. The mob is betting on your apathy. They expect you to join their resistance without thinking or to just look away. But Doge bets on something else. They bet Americans are tired of waste, tired of corruption, tired of inefficiency being just how government works. They bet that we want truth more than comfortable lies. But don't take my word for it. I'm just a real estate YouTuber who woke up this morning with some thoughts. But don't take the mob's word for it either. Check Doge's website. Read their findings. Look at the numbers yourself. This battle, it won't be won by those who shout loudest, but by those who think deepest. You know, whether it's COVID or Doge, we keep falling for the same media tactics. Maybe it's unwise to die on anyone's hill these days. Maybe instead of joining the bandwagon, you should wait, watch, and think for yourself. Speaking of thinking for yourself, that's exactly what I teach my students about the economy and investments. So if you're tired of letting others control your financial narrative, like the way that they control your political one, join me this month. I'm going to show a small group of people how to create passive income through real estate so they can position themselves to retire early. If recent history has taught us anything, is that the loudest voices are often most desperate to hide the truth.
Show me what democracy looks like!
I'll be back tomorrow with more real estate stuff. But for now, remember, question everything, especially your own certainty. I'll see you next time. Take care.
And that wraps up the Epic Show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here, and I'll take great care of them. God loves you, and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
President Barack Obama.
Virginia, we are counting on you. Republicans want to steal enough seats in Congress to rig the next election and wield unchecked power for two more years. But you can stop them by voting yes by April 21st. Help put our elections back on a level playing field and let voters decide, not politicians. Vote yes by April 21st.
Paid for by Virginians for Fair Elections.
USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.